Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, Soundgarden will be officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
About time.
Matt Cameron, he recently put together this new band called Is This Real? And part of that recent show that they did at the Triple Door, he brought up original bassist for Soundgarden, Hiro Yamamoto, and they performed an older Soundgarden song called Circle of Power.
And that's not Matt Cameron doing the drums. Like, he plays guitar in this band. And so on drums is our bud, Will Andrews. And I'm like, holy crap, you're playing a Soundgarden song on the drums with the drummer of Soundgarden. That has to be one of the most surreal experiences of somebody's life.
And Will Andrews joins us now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Will, take us back to that moment. I don't know how, if it's fully hit you that you got to, I mean, you're an incredible drummer, and I always love watching you up there on stage, but you have to also admit, like, even in all of your coolest stuff, that might be up there as one of the coolest, that you got to be in a band with the drummer of Soundgarden and play a Soundgarden song for him.
I'm going to use your words. You said, holy crap. I totally reflect that remark. It's unbelievable. I would say surreal is the word, and I didn't know we were going to be playing with Hiro until maybe like 2 weeks, 3 weeks out from that show. And when he told me that, he's like, you're telling me we get to do Soundgarden with Hiro on vocals on a song that he sang back on Ultra Mega OK, and I get to be the drummer on this? Are you kidding me? You know, major Soundgarden fan for decades and decades, of course. And, Matt's always been one of my favorite drummers in the world. So, yeah, it's just, what, like, alternate timeline did I jump into? I don't know how this happened.
And, Will, you've been such a force as a local drummer in this area and beyond, but how exactly did you and Matt Cameron end up linking up on this project in the first place?
Sure. So I work at this drum shop called West Coast Drum Shop. It's in Bellevue. I've been there for 5 years. We're having our fifth anniversary next month. And a guitar player named Caspian Coberly comes into that drum shop to get his drums like worked on and tuned up and stuff like that. And I met him at the drum shop, I'd say about 2 years ago. And he introduced himself to me. He's like super young guy. He's like 25 now at the time. He was probably 23. And he's like, check out my tunes. And, you know, I'm usually reluctant to, like, you know, oh, okay, let me see what this guy's got going on. And I listened to the tunes and I was like blown away by his talent. He sings, he produces, he writes, he plays drums, plays a killer guitar. He's amazing. And he met Matt through the Alan White tribute show a number of years back. So yeah, he knew Matt from that. And then I contacted Caspian after listening to his music, and I was like, you want to jam? And he's like, let's jam. So we set up a little jam in the drum shop in one of my teaching rooms there that I was teaching out of. And we hit it off musically. And we got to talking about music and, you know, all the classic bands and this and that. And Led Zeppelin came up, and I was like, you know, Matt Cameron's like my Bonham. And he's like, I'm in a band with Matt Cameron. I'm like, that's unbelievable. And then a week later, I get
this
a text
so
from
crazy.
Caspian. Yeah, I get a text. He's like, do you want to jam with me and Matt? I'm like, what? So that's how it happened. It was all through Caspian. And they needed a drummer to step in and play Wipers tunes, which is like a great punk rock band from the early 80s. Greg Sage on guitar and vocals. They're super influential to like Nirvana, Soundgarden, and all those bands. And, I was like, okay, if I get to jam with Matt, I'm going to nail these songs to the wall as best I can. And came in there and we all just hit it off. And it's been history ever since.
Okay, so it sounds like everyone in this band is like a multi-instrumentalist.
Definitely Matt, definitely Caspian. Shane Smith on bass plays with me in 10 Miles Wide.
Oh, yeah.
He's more of just a bass player. I'm more of just a drummer. But, yeah, those two dudes definitely are multi-instrumental. They can sing, they can play, they can write, they can produce. They're awesome.
So, now, well, I got to ask you, because you're a big, like you said, Matt Cameron's your John Bonham. And Soundgarden's a massive influence to you. How are you feeling about them going into the Hall of Fame? Have you had chats with Matt about this? I mean, do you have any insight behind what's going on behind the scenes?
Only really just through just conversations in passing and just being stoked for him and all that stuff. And I try not to pry too deep into that world, mainly just because we're there to do our job as Is This Real? But, you know, we got to hang out in the green room together with Hero, and Kim Thile was there. And, you know, a lot of the old guard was there. Mark Pickerel from Screaming Trees and Chris Novoselic from Nirvana was hanging at that new Triple Door show that we did. And, you know, just kind of like fly on the wall for some of it and, you know, chatting with Matt and Mark about drums and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, you know, when you're around that, you're kind of in tune with, you know, some of the Instagram posts, and you can see kind of who they're working with, or you can kind of speculate, and you're like, oh yeah, I could have called that, you know? But I'm super stoked for them. This is incredible, and they totally deserve it. I mean, I think Soundgarden was really the first one to come out of Seattle before Nirvana and obviously Pearl Jam and all that stuff. So they were kind of like the originators, and their body of work is, you know, second to none, and they've written some of the best albums and songs of all time. So I'm so happy for them, and it's really cool to see Hero playing bass next to Ben and those pictures and all that stuff. And totally stoked to see what happens.
You're right. I think about, like, as being a dorky kid from New York growing up watching Headbangers Ball, the band that first turned me onto the Seattle music scene. It was Loud Love, that music video, and just being like, this is different than all the other bands that they're playing on Headbangers Ball, and falling in love with them from there. And you mentioned the performance with Hero. That video is now up on the Is This Real YouTube page and on all of your social media pages as well. So if people want to see Hero back on stage with Matt from Soundgarden singing a Soundgarden song, you could check it out.
Yeah, apparently they hadn't played that song since 88. And in 88, there's one video that I found where Hero hands the bass to Chris Cornell, who plays bass on that song, so Hero can take the mic. So it's pretty wild.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congrats on the cool new project, and we look forward to seeing you on stage real soon.
Thanks, Taryn. Thanks, Steve.
Take care.
Great to chat with you. Okay, take care.
Bye. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.